Train would call me, say, I'll be by to pick you up at 6 o'clock. And he went to drive to Chicago. Train ended up getting to my house maybe midnight the same day. Or maybe just a little before, maybe 11 o'clock. And then we drive to Brooklyn to get Jimmy Garrison. Pick up Garrison. Garrison would go in the back, go to sleep. I'm sitting up front. Train would start to drive. Wouldn't say nothing. He was not a man of a lot of words. He wouldn't, you know, yatatata. He was never into yatata, yatata, talking. And, you know, he would say what he had to say. We went to Chicago. We were driving to Chicago. He hardly said nothing all the way till he got tired. He's in Ohio, stopping at a gas station. And I guess he wanted me to drive. I drove the rest of the way. When he woke up, he was in Chicago. That was the type of man he was. All I could smell was that funny cologne he had on. But he, you know, he'd get on the bandstand. I know one time I went to Montreal, Canada with him. This is the same time I think we played at Newport when we did that stuff. Mm-hmm. We're playing at a place called La Tête à l'Arbre, which had stairs to walk up. I think it meant the top of the pig or something in French. La Tête à l'Arbre, whatever. Coltrane staying across the street at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel. He would come in after we had been playing with the trio, McCoy and Garrison. He have his horns out of the cases, under his arms, sopranos, tenor. It looked like he just got out of bed. His hair wasn't necessarily combed or nothing, you know. He wouldn't even tune up. Maybe he had been playing in the hotel. I don't know. He come in and get on the bandstand and just start to burn. I've never had anything like this before. Just start to burn. And he'd burn, then take an intermission. Then go up to the piano. At some point, I don't know if that was the cue to come back on, but after a while, he would stop dingling on the piano. We go and play some more. He would close his eyes. And before he was finished, the waiters were taking the chairs, putting them on the tables. Half of the people had left. Almost. I'd walk down the stairs. I had a taxi waiting for me, holding my insides like this after playing. But feeling like I've done something, man. And that's, I never had that experience with anybody. You want to know about John Coltrane. And when we, and getting back to Chicago, it's time to go home now. Sunday night, he's staying upstairs somewhere over the place we're working. I'm staying in another hotel not too far from there. He said, I'll be about to pick you up at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock a.m. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. I put a note on my drums and leave him, catch me a plane, go back to New York. Coltrane, wonderful experience. Wonderful, warm person. Don't show up when he says he's going to though, but I can excuse him for that. But I mean, it was like a whole nother world.